Hello.
Hello.
What up, G?
Who's G?
Why do you do this to me?
Because it's so easy. Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Oh, that's going pretty good. Do you have pneumonia yet?
No, but that
you're working
that
on
was
it, aren't you?
Yeah, apparently. So, okay, here's the problem with working at a huge company. At the headquarters is that so you park 5,000 miles away, especially when you're told you have to get there at 8:30 and you can't get there any earlier, right? So
that sucks.
Doesn't it? So I'm leaving the building, and it takes me forever to leave, by the way, too. Can I tell you that? It's like I have to find my way to an exit. And for the first week or so, I was so lost that I couldn't actually find my way out, like at the right exit. And it got to the point where I remember one night I was just like, I know it's got to be this way. It's got to, because I've tried every other way. So it's these empty corridors with hardly any marking, you know?
Nice.
And the signs are really weird. It's like, you know, B, this way, and then you walk that way, and it's like, now you're in building D, and I'm like, what? How'd that happen? So, yeah, so I'm heading towards the exit this afternoon, and I see a guy standing in the doorway suiting up. So
oh, no.
I go, shit. So he's got a raincoat on, he's got the hood up, and he's like putting all of his electronics in his bag and everything. I'm like, oh good, this is gonna be great. Seriously, like downpour, just gushing rain, just an angry rain. The rain was mad at me.
Yeah, that was the shit that we had last night that woke me up at like 3.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate that.
It was heavy duty shit.
Ugh, and here I was. I had to, like, walk through it. I don't run, by the way.
Neither do I.
I don't care how much it's raining. I'm like, you know what, water? Fuck you. Come on. Dang it. I'm not going to run.
We had, a couple of years ago at work, we had an evacuation for a gas leak. And I'm walking out of the building, and my friends are, like, trying to run. They're like, hey, come on, we need to get moving. I'm like, I'm a fat dude. We don't run unless we actually see the explosion happening.
If there is a monster behind me, or if there is any other kind of indication,
no, even,
I'm
even
in danger.
If there's a monster, I'm going to try to talk my way out of it.
Look. Look, we both know this won't end well for me. Look, if I try to run.
I'm going to be honest with you, monster. I mostly gristle.
I mean, come on, just look, come on. But no, it's yeah, so I'm like, you know, I don't run to my car or anything. Besides, I have a ways to go, so
right.
I
pace yourself.
Well, and I just the thing is too, there's so much water on the ground, I just would have been splashing myself anyway. So, you know, I walk and I finally get to my car. It's as though I've stepped into the shower with all of my clothes on and right. Just completely drenched and get into the car. And it's like, you know, summer, so it's kind of like 70s. But it's raining, so it's a little cool. So I'm cold because I'm all wet, but I have to have the air on because otherwise the window is steaming up.
Right.
So here I am in the car. I'm like seriously shivering. Like just my teeth are chattering, so cold. And I don't get that cold. I am not the, oh my God, I'm so cold, girl. I am not that girl. You know that girl, right? What? Okay, why do those girls do that thing where they're like, oh my God, I'm so cold. Feel my hand. And they like take their hand and like put it up against your face. You're like, oh my God, you're dead. Why are you touching me, zombie? Yeah, so.
Or they'll be like, oh my God, I'm so cold. Why don't you put socks on? Why don't you put pants on?
Why, why don't you get dressed, whore?
Right. Are you still here? Get the fuck out of here.
What's your name again? Seriously, it's like at that point, I'm like, you know what? You're saying that, but at the same time, look at your outfit. Go put on some long underwear or shut up. Pick one. Yeah, so that was fun. And, you know, it takes me about, I want to say I left there at about 4:15 or so. And I got home at about 6-ish, maybe a little bit before 6. So I'm just sitting there cold the whole time.
That and sucks.
At least by the time I got home, my clothes had dried. So that was kind of cool. yeah, so that sucked. And my hair, you know, it's, I, yeah. There's not much I can do with my hair in the first place, but when it gets wet like that, it's just seriously, like, I think it would be cool if it looked like Medusa hair. That would be okay, but it's more like Medusa if instead of snakes, her hair was made of worms.
Gross.
I know.
I think if you had worms for hair, they would make awesome dreadlocks.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I'll rethink this.
Yeah, I think that might actually be kind of cool.
Maybe that's the look I need to get. Dreadlocks. I always wanted to dye my hair, but I don't think I can pull it off, so maybe I'll just do that instead.
Why couldn't you dye your hair?
Because I just don't think it'll look cute, you know? It's like I want to do, like, a fun color, like blue or purple or pink or something like that. Mm-hmm. But you have to be a pixie in order for that to work.
Yeah, I think so.
See?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it won't work for me. But, I don't know. I always thought it would be fun to dye my hair, like, darker brown and not blonde.
Yeah.
You know? But, I don't know. It might look weird.
I'm thinking of dyeing mine black. Like blacker.
But your hair is black.
Well, no, it's a real dark brown.
Okay.
So I was thinking of dyeing it black and then putting like blue highlights in it.
That would be kind of cool.
Right?
I like that idea. See, that's, I kind of wanted to do like black or like dark brown or something like that. But I don't, again, I just, my face is pretty pale. So it would probably look like I'm trying to be a vampire per se. Something like that. So, you remember that? Did you see that South Park episode?
Oh yeah.
Per se. Anyway, so yeah, that was my afternoon. So that was fun. I'm trying to think if there's much else going on. You know, I want to mention something. This is our 100th episode.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I think it's kind of fitting that our 100th episode is just kind of like, what's going on with you? Oh, what's going on with you? I think that works.
Yeah, that's pretty appropriate, I think.
You know, we don't need to make a big deal out of it or a fanfare or anything. Really, no. Once you get to that point, you know, having birthdays after that is just like, please let me die. Willard Scott is going to start talking about us.
He's going to show our album art on the Today Show.
They're 100 years young.
And then say some completely outlandish shit.
Cracks me up. He's so weird. Do you think he's high?
No, I think he's senile.
You think he's just getting senile? And so they just don't know what to
either that
do with
or
them?
He's trying to get fired. But he doesn't want to make it seem like he's trying to get fired.
Okay, well, how long has he been doing what he's doing? He's been in the business a long
since
time.
Since TV was invented, I think.
Right. So, okay, think about this. He's been doing pretty much the same job since then. Mm-hmm. He's been a weatherman the whole time, right? And he's been saying stuff about old people, like, in their birthdays the whole time. So maybe he doesn't want to repeat himself. He doesn't want to say the same things over and over again. So maybe he's just got to the point where he's run out of material. And this is the best he could do.
He just opens up a word valve in his brain and says whatever comes out.
Yes, that's exactly what I think. 'Cause he's a professional. He takes this shit seriously. So, he's not going to he's not just gonna put any old product out there without making sure that he's tried his best, to
Yeah.
so.
He's been doing it so long, he probably just goes out of body for an hour and then has no recollection of what he said when he comes back.
They talk to him about it. He's like, "What the hell are you talking about?"
I think he's the last of the Ron Burgundies.
You know what? I think you might be right there.
Like, he
I'll...
will say whatever you put on those cue cards.
Yeah. The guy who does the voiceover work in Anchorman, who introduces him.
Right. Yeah, he's the dude from the what is it, like the biography
I
stuff, or
know.
the A&E
No.
crime shows, right?
I don't think so. Oh, maybe the crime shows. I was thinking you meant Peter Graves or whatever his name is,
No.
but he's the local anchorman here.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
On what station?
I'm trying to remember which station he's on, but he was on for a long time. Then he left and he did a few things like the A&E thing.
Yeah.
And then after he did Anchorman, he became like so sought after that they were like, "Do you want to come back?" And he said yes. So now he does
That's
the news,
crazy.
which is so awesome.
That is awesome.
And he does some commercials too, and I can't remember what the product
Yeah, I'm
is.
trying to remember what that dude's name is. It's like Bill
Yeah, I'll have to
something.
find it. Bill Curtis, that's
Bill
his name.
Curtis, yes!
I
We're
know
talking
that
about the same
because,
dude.
yeah, I know that because he does my news every now and
That's awesome. I'm looking it up right
again.
now.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember where he's at. But yeah, it's so good to hear him do the news. Oh,
Ron
CBS.
Burgundy is the balls. That's what
He's
it
got,
says.
what was it? Is a voice like a voice like I can't remember, but he also said that he makes Frank Sinatra look like a hobo.
Right. He's putting that polyester suit on. Let's just talk about Anchorman for an hour.
Let's.
Oh, such a good
So
movie.
good. I love that movie. And I resisted watching that movie for so long. I don't know why I waited for so long. You were like, "Oh, it's really good." And I'm like, I'm sure. Yeah. And then I was like, "Why didn't you tell me?" And you were like,
Yeah. You're dead to me.
"I
Yeah,
did." That's the kind of thing where it's like we actually like text each other or something like that, like the lines. I was thinking about that the other day because oh, I'm trying to remember what it was. It's like, oh, the there's some Mystery Science Theater lines that I've like sent to Tony sometimes. Like I'll just text him randomly with that stuff. And then I was like thinking about, now what random texts have I received from people? Because Rose likes to do that, which is cool. And I remembered one time you just sent me a text that said, "Now are we talking about the sea animal or the singer?" Or the marine animal or the singer? I'm talking about the fellow with the skin problem. Over. Yeah, so good. But yeah, I'm not sure what else I could say about Anchorman though, because all I can say is how awesome it is.
I
I do
have
love.
like constantly, I have lines from that movie just floating around in my head.
It's true. I do too. I love Brick. He's like my favorite character, I think.
Yeah.
I love the
Where did you get a hand grenade? I don't know.
I don't know. Everybody's mad and screaming. He goes, "Loud noises!"
I
He loves lamp.
That is such a good movie.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm gonna
People have.
watch it tonight while I'm editing.
Are you? Good plan.
I have it
Yeah.
on my iPad. That's how much I love it.
Oh my God. See, I don't even own a copy of it. That I'll probably have to rectify that at some point.
He said rectify.
Yeah, I did. And I meant
Yeah.
it. So yeah, Bill Curtis, pretty awesome.
Maybe we can hire Bill Curtis to do some announcements for our podcast.
Awesome. He could introduce both of us. What do you think your introduction would be?
I have no idea. But it would
Hey,
sound awesome.
people. Hey, introduce us. I love it, asking the internet for things.
Who do you think would cost more, him or James Earl Jones?
James Earl Jones is kind of used up, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, he did the CNN stuff for a while, but he really hasn't done any voiceover work since then.
Well, did he? I mean, there wasn't really any CNN stuff. It was just, this is
Right,
CNN, right? And
right.
that was it.
And I read that he didn't even remember doing that, which was kind of funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was just walking down the street one day and somebody shoved a microphone in his face. What's this? Showed a little TV.
CNN. Good day, sir.
He always sounds that majestic. He doesn't even need to try.
I know.
It just happens that way. Can you imagine, like, him going through the drive-through at a McDonald's?
I'd like a large sweet tea and a 10-piece McNugget. And an apple pie.
Making his choice between the different sauces. What kind do you have?
Can I get a sweet and sour sauce and a hot mustard sauce?
Oh, that's awesome.
Can we hurry it up, please? I need to go to the grocery store.
See him squeezing produce as well. That would be awesome.
Excuse me, miss, what do you think of this melon?
I can never tell when these things are ripe. Sorry. It's been a long day. I'm crying a little.
What other mundane things can James Earl Jones do? This damn toilet is clogged up again. Who did this to my toilet?
I said no paper towels.
What do you mean you can't have a plumber to my house before Tuesday?
Why, yes, I would like to discuss my long distance service.
Yes, I would like to order one ShamWow. No, I do not want a slap chop with it.
Oh, now do they sell those together? I
No,
want a
I don't.
pack. Damn it.
I was just improvising.
That was good. I like that. Oh my God.
Where the hell is my Snuggie? My custom Star Wars print Snuggie.
I want him to be like dealing with something like that, you know, it's inexpensive and irrelevant, but you know, trying to deal with customer service to make sure that he receives the item that he ordered.
I
Going to
realize it's not much money, but it's the principle of the matter. No, I do not want a replacement. Let me put your supervisor on the line, please.
Do you think the supervisor would even believe that it's actually him?
No, I will not say that line.
No, I am not your friend, Earl.
Yeah. You know what? Just forget the whole thing.
Oh, James Earl Jones is sad.
James Earl Jones can never get satisfaction because of his famous voice.
No one ever takes him seriously.
Nope.
Oh, now I feel bad for him. I've been laughing at him the whole
That's all
time.
right. He's rich.
Oh, that's true. Money changes everything.
Yeah.
It solves all problems.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
Certainly does not lead to more problems.
That's the opposite of what I've heard from that. I've heard that it causes more problems.
Right, but I don't think it does. I would like to test that theory out.
Now, I've also heard that if you have 99 problems, that a young lady isn't one.
You know what? I also disagree with that philosophy. I would assume that somewhere just under half of those problems would be bitch related.
You think so? Hate those bitches.
Right?
Why do they always do that?
Because they're bitches. That's what they
Fucking
do.
shit up, right? It's true. Oh dear. This is our 100th episode, right
And
here.
we've just concluded that pimping is easy.
Okay, that was probably one of my proudest moments. I want to say this had to be a long time ago because I want to say this is posted on your MySpace page.
I
You
thought
had
we
a
agreed. I thought we
MySpace
agreed that we would not mention that.
page. What, that you had a MySpace page?
Yes, quit
And that you
saying
had
it.
it first, and
Quit
that's why I
saying it.
signed up to MySpace?
Shh. I'm
What?
beeping. I'm bleeping this whole bit out.
MySpace, MySpace. Shane's got a MySpace.
It's just gonna be like, I remember on, I think it was on your beep page. Beep,
And then he'll be
beep,
singing, and you'll have to
beep.
bleep it out.
Right. I'll
It's
insert a song during this bit.
so old. It's got my Yahoo address as the email to sign it. It's so old, I can't remember what my login is. Oh, I know I don't want to upgrade.
Oh, jeez.
Ugh, ugh,
Ugh.
oh. Oh, just looking at it hurts me. Oh my gosh. Let's see, who is on MySpace? I know Tony had a MySpace page. One of my friends from work had a MySpace page, and the rest of it is all celebrities. Zach Galifianakis.
Nice.
They Might Be Giants. Pam from The Office. Jonathan Colton.
No, James Earl Jones.
No James Earl Jones, no. And did you maybe remove your profile or something like that? Because I
Oh
don't see.
yeah, I did. I think I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I remember all I used to do on that is like send you like LOL cat pictures just to piss you off, just to see if you'd approve them. Because you're like, I hate LOL cats. I'm like, oh, really? Here's one. Here's another. Here's another. Testing you.
Hey, do you still hate these?
I was just wondering. I thought if you liked any of them, you'd like this one. Look at the grammar. It's horrible. But no, I think I came up with like a fake book title, and it was like Pimping is not easy. And it was like a philosophy book or something like that. And it was like all in detail about pimping not being easy, and there's several bitches that are actually part of the problem. Bitches, part of the problem, not part of the solution.
There are, in fact, several reasons that pimping is not easy, and I will go into great detail explaining them.
Chapter one.
It's against the law.
The
Cops be all up in your grill.
Oh dear.
We're
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
having a good
So
time tonight. This feels good. We got a good
this
vibe going.
is nice. It is. It's kind of like just when we're hanging out or whatever. So it's like, oh, people are here? Okay.
Yeah, let's continue to ignore the listeners.
Hi, listeners. What? Oh, is it over?
You just do the opposite of whatever I say.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's do this. Come on. I'm ready. Come on. What? I can't remember if there was anything that we should we talk about the thing that I emailed you? Did you see that? There's two things that I emailed you. First thing.
Let me open up my Gmail because.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Your phone's not.
Oh, you know what? It was working shortly after I sent you that email. I think your balls pattern knocked something loose and resolved it.
You emailed me, you said, I don't think this is working. I emailed you back. I was like, well, I can see it. And you emailed me back balls, so I sent you balls.
Right. Yeah, my for some reason my mail app was not checking my Gmail. I
I
couldn't
hate
send or
that.
receive. It was doing it all freaking day.
Ugh.
Right?
Well, I've had that happen. Sometimes I just turn the thing off and turn it back on again, and then it's like, okay, I'm better. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I tried that twice. It didn't work. And the weird thing was, the iPad was doing it too. They were
Weird.
conspiring against me.
They were like, oh my God, check this out. He's gonna
Yeah,
freak.
they're whispering over their little Bluetooth links.
Yeah.
It's because I
Because
can't hear it because it's all ones and zeros.
they think they're better than you. This is the commercial for the iPad. Is all like, oh, it's skinny.
Oh, I
Oh,
know.
it's hot.
It's skinny, therefore it's better.
I know. I'm like, fuck
Fuck
you,
you.
iPad. Kiss my fat ass. You better get a chair because it's gonna take a while.
Okay, to which email were you referring? The Boys Town one or
Both actually.
okay.
So, RJ from A Cup of Fresh Hell wants to be America's next top Bridget's mom.
I saw that. I didn't listen to the thing because
I cried.
I couldn't play it on the iPhone or the iPad.
Oh, that's weird. I could.
Yeah, it kept bitching at me, so I was going to do it on the computer, but this is the first chance I've had.
It was like, meow. It's pretty awesome. So we've got to play that. Should we play that at the end of the episode,
No,
maybe? Or
we'll put it in right here.
we'll insert it here. Okay.
And since it's the only
Insert it.
since it's the only audition that we had, I think he won.
Congratulations, you win.
Hello, Bridget. This is your mother calling. But of course, you probably know that fancy cholera things you kids have on your phones, and that's why you're not picking up. Well, anyway, I wanted to tell you about the restaurant I went to this afternoon. It was called Fuck Rudders. Awfully strange name for a place, but they had really good food. Oh, gave me gas something terrible, though, so I've been looking for my medication. Have you seen it? Oh, well, of course you haven't seen it, as you never call or write or visit. Well, it's the Viagra I'm looking for, for my anxiety. Oh, I thought I kept it next to the box of wine, but I don't know which box of wine I put it by. Oh, I know, I might have put it next to the vodka in the freezer. I'll have to check there. Okay, well, you know what? It's been fun catching up, and I'll talk to your machine again soon, so long as you don't change your number again and forget to tell me. Okay, kiddo, bye-bye.
So yeah, from now on, we'll be having some calls from Bridget's mom, I think.
Do you think it could be an Oh, I'll have to ask him if he's okay with it being an ongoing thing, because I think that would be awesome.
I mean, we could do it pre-recorded, or he could join us during a recording session.
I hope they will. I was kind of hoping that I could get them to join us. And it could be RJ or Chris, or Chris and RJ, or whatever. Whatever the combination.
Bridget has two mommies.
I love it. Okay, so are you just gonna like do we have to like pause for as long as the recording would be, or
Nope,
are
I
you just
already
gonna
did it.
You're magic.
Right?
Look at you.
So now we have to talk about it like it just happened.
Oh my God,
Wasn't it?
so good. No, it killed me, seriously, when I listened to it. It was so awesome. I love it. And actually, it what was funny about it is that it kind of reminds me of when she does leave a message for me. Because what my mom will do is I can't remember if she calls my cell first and then she calls home. She calls three times. So I think she calls my cell, then she calls home, and then she calls my cell again. Because she can't fathom the idea that I might actually be doing something where I can't answer the phone, which right. is usually the case when she calls. So, but she's got my cell phone and my home phone mixed up. And we've got an answering machine at home. So, you know, we could actually hear if someone's on the line. So my mom thinks that my cell phone is my home phone. So all of my cell messages from my mom are like this. Bridget,
mm-hmm.
are you home? Pick up.
My grandma does that.
On your cell?
Yeah.
I love it. Like, how can I possibly hear you? You're in the cell phone.
Yep. She has no idea that a message is being recorded on a computer, not even in the same city that I'm in, you know?
I love it. Or then what'll happen sometimes with my mom is she'll leave this really short message, and I'm not sure why she does that. She'll be like, "Where's your mom? Give me a call, blah, 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 blah." What was that? Is this a race? What happened? I love my mom, but mm-hmm. she's just a little quirky, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, okay. So then there was the other email, and I just thought this was kind of interesting. It's not necessarily funny, but it's just kind of interesting. Apparently, there's some sort of delving into my family's past going on right now.
Yeah, what I didn't understand was your relationship with the person who sent it.
That's either my mom's cousin or my mom's niece or something. I think they might be cousins. I think my grandpa is this lady's uncle.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think they're cousins. So she was looking through her dad's past and trying to put together, like, you know, his life story through, you know, different things, because mm-hmm. you know how Midwesterners are. They don't talk about their life.
Right.
So you have to wait until they die and then go through newspapers and things like that to find out about them. So she knew, and I didn't even know this until the other day when they started talking about this, that my grandfather and his brothers were in Boys Town when they were growing up. And Boys Town is in Omaha, and it's kind of a facility for kids. Usually, it's,
you know,
like,
it's not. It's a small city, is what it is. It has its own post office.
Yeah,
it's a collection of buildings.
Yeah, but what would you call it? I mean, is
an institution?
Okay, so
it would be an institution, and the location would be like a compound.
Right, exactly. But it's basically for troubled youth and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is that the right way to say it?
Yeah, I was threatened with Boys Town my entire childhood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I probably would have been if I were a boy, but...
Well, they take girls there.
I know, but my mom never would have used it as a threat, I think, because it's Boys Town. But I didn't even know this, but apparently they were there. And, you know, usually you get the idea with Boys Town that it's like kids who have run away from home or delinquents or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently with them, mom just couldn't take care of them. Their mom just couldn't take care of them. She was a single mom. And at that time, you know, that was pretty rare.
Mm-hmm.
And just didn't have the time, like, and the resources to work to earn enough money to take care of them and actually supervise them and take care of them.
Right.
So she, you know, handed them over to Boys Town. And then there's these letters that they received from Boys Town, because they said, "We just want to know more about his time there." And there's some letters that they received that are just kind of awful. And mm-hmm. I was really surprised.
That was some hardcore shit.
There was, like, did you, I haven't been able to read everything in there, but mm-hmm. it looked like, at one point, I want to say his aunt or his, I'm not exactly sure what the relative was.
Yeah, I could not figure out the relationships.
The relationship.
But I guess it was like the boy's grandmother lived in Omaha or something like that.
Yeah. It, well, and I can't remember who was having an operation. Did you read that one?
Yeah,
And
I couldn't figure it out.
yeah, they wanted him to come home because they weren't sure how everything was going to go. And Father Flanagan, who, by the way, in all of the musicals and everything, is made out to be this amazing, wonderful, sparkly-eyed man.
In reality, tremendous collared douchebag.
Seriously, he first of all he ignored the letter, and then when my uncle actually ran away so he could be at home while this was going on, he pitched a fit about that, and then basically said that their mother was the cause of all their problems, and he wished her luck. And that was it. Just signed off on him. And I'm like, what
It actually made
a
me
douche.
angry enough to where I want to read like an unauthorized biography about that man.
Well, and I don't even know if there is one.
I don't either. There
So
has to be though, because he's famous.
there should be now,
Yeah, I'm gonna write one, and it's gonna be
because.
completely made up and slanderous, or I
What?
guess libelous, but
Is that what it is when it's written?
right, yeah.
I'm bad at that.
Yeah, well, I remember it because, like, libel shares the same Latin root as library, which it refers to a book, basically. That's
Oh,
how I
okay.
remember it. You just have to remember one, and then by process of elimination, you know the other one.
You're smart.
I know.
How'd you get that way?
I don't know. I think it was the torturous childhood.
Ah, yeah. Well, then I should be smart too, right?
You are smart.
What happened to me? But yeah, I don't know if this is something that was common knowledge in our family or not, because most of the time throughout my childhood, because of what we just mentioned, I was in La La Land. So I barely remember anything. I remember one time my brothers were both in an accident. The car rolled.
Oh
They
my
were both
God.
fine.
Were they teenagers? Were they driving?
Right. It
Okay.
was I can't remember if it was prom for both of them, so it
Oh.
would have been like junior
So
and
they were
senior.
boozing it up, huh?
No, it was raining. They were actually returning. It was the day after, and they were returning their tuxes.
I'm on to you, Robin Jim.
And they like rolled the car, and they barely got hurt. I don't think either one of them got hurt enough to actually,
Oh, that's good.
yeah, have any damage. It was like I think Jim got scratched up or something. But I still swear to this day that nobody told me that anything was going on, because I was just like, why is no one home? I was like, where is everybody?
Did they move and forget to tell me again?
Did the rapture happen and I'm the only one left? And then, my mom was like, I told you. So I don't know, maybe she did tell me,
Yeah.
but
Who knows?
but I was just, pretending I was in the Outsiders or something.
Yeah. I remember when my mom was having her tubes, her tubal ligation reversed. So
What?
she could have a kid with my stepdad. I'm like 13 years old, and my sister is 9 years old. And all of a sudden, mom's in the hospital for 3 days, and nobody will tell us why.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, I'm like, are you fucking serious? And then after she gets pregnant, they're like, remember when I was in the hospital? This is why.
Secrets and lies.
Dude, I'm saying.
Secrets and lies. That's
I
ridiculous.
know.
Oh my gosh. Ugh. Ugh. Not good.
If I ever change my mind and do have children, I'm not gonna fucking lie to them.
Right? Well, what about Santa Claus and like the Easter Bunny and stuff?
We'll start it out, and then when they ask me, if he's real, I'll be like, nope. Give me that Nintendo back.
This is going to teach you a valuable life lesson about asking questions.
Dad, how are babies made? Well, the dad's dick gets hard, and he bends the mommy over the couch, and he does what we call plowing her.
how do I put this delicately? Our son would like to plow you.
Oh, I love Peter Griffin.
I do too.
Oh my God, did you I'm sure you've seen it. He's I can't remember the premise, but he's trying to give a fake name and he's trying to make it up on the spot.
And he says Peter Griffin.
Yeah, he's looking around for things that he could make his fake name, and he sees peas on a plate. So he's like, my name's P, and then he sees a woman crying. He goes, tear. And then a griffin flies by. And he's like, Griffin, Peter Griffin.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, good stuff.
I miss, like, the first and second season. Those were good.
Yeah, they were, even the third season was
pretty. Yeah.
I haven't watched a whole lot lately, though.
Yeah. Remember the one with Chris, being in the AHA video?
Yes, that was classic.
Oh my God, it was so great.
So good.
Let's just talk
about Family Guy for an hour.
But we just talked about Anchorman for like 20 minutes, and we're going to talk about Family Guy for an hour.
Let's change the format of the podcast. And from now on, we're just going to talk about TV shows that
our favorite parts from TV shows.
Right. Remember when this happened, and then Fonzie jumped a shark, and then...
It was awesome. What was that?
Malice is in here talking to me.
He's like, no, don't change the format of the show.
You're onto something. Just stick with it. Well, thanks. Thanks, buddy.
The main thing that people like is the back and forth, the chit chat. They don't want to hear about TV shows they've
the
seen.
The witty banter. Nobody wants another show recap podcast.
Besides, Lost is over.
Oh, Mouse, you're so wise.
Oh, I love Mouse. He's so awesome. I gotta say, he's the orange one, right? He's like the one with the...
No, he's the gray and black one.
But he's the one who's got the condition, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love the way he, like, throws himself on the floor when he wants to come see you.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm over there visiting you, he, like, walks over, and he's got that kind of funny walk that he has, and then he's just like, bam, on the ground by you. Like, demanding attention. Pet me. You. Human. So... Anyway, I saw Joe and Kelly this weekend.
Nice. What are they up to?
Babies.
Yeah, did they have the baby with them?
They had the baby with them, and he was awesome. Nice. Seth. Yeah, he wasn't as molesty as he was when he was in the womb.
They have little pervert mittens on it.
Yep. I called him the littlest molester. I'm not sure how they felt about that.
That's a TLC show.
You think?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's a little tiny baby in a trench coat.
Oh my God, it could be a Lifetime show, but for it to be a Lifetime show, there would have to be a victim.
Right.
So it would be molested from within. The Kelly DeGed story.
Oh my God, I love it.
Can you imagine? You know, first of all, it'd be like 20 or 30 minutes in where we introduce Joe and Kelly and the fact that they're having a baby. And
they've
they're
established
talking about
that they have a nice house.
Yes.
A garden, and they're happy.
And then, you know, they're like, okay, 6 months later, you know, Kelly's left by herself and she's sitting there and all of a sudden she's like, that feels strange. Oh my goodness!
I feel so violated.
Joe comes home. She's in the shower with her clothes on, with the water running.
Sobbing.
Rocking back and forth. Honey, what happened? Nothing. I'm fine. Nothing. Just trying to get clean.
Why do we do this to our friends? We need to invent, like, a fictitious couple
I
that could be
know.
victims of our stuff.
It could be Bo and Jelly.
Really?
I'm tired.
You couldn't go with Shelly, you had to go with Jelly.
It's delicious.
It is. Oh, I forgot about how delicious it is.
Oh, and I met Katie, who is Veg Cat, by the way,
Oh, yeah, okay.
who I apologized to while we were ranting about bacon and how much we love it. So she's awesome. So
Yeah,
that
she
was a lot
seems
of
pretty
fun.
cool.
But
I
she
didn't
is
realize she
very.
lived out there by you guys.
Well, she's not exactly bi.
Well, nobody's by anybody out there, guys. In
So.
the area, the metropolitan area.
So we met up and had some lunch, and then we went over to the cross stitch store and took some pictures that made us look like total fucking badasses. Like, I'm standing in front of a wall of floss. Tough.
Bitches. What?
Joe looks hilarious in the pictures. It's so awesome. He's holding the baby. He's holding the baby and looking mean.
Nice.
I've never seen anybody pull that off before, and he totally pulled it off. So that was a lot of fun. Hi, guys. Oh, and Katie has what was it? She's got she had a Stitch and Craft magazine, which is like the big to do for like getting your stuff pimped, and it was from Better Off Dead. Do you remember Better Off Dead? What a great movie.
Let me think.
John Cusack.
Yes.
And so she did one from that. She's the same one who did a Stitch from the State and stuff like that. So that was pretty exciting. So, but I it was just really cool to meet one more awesome person who lives here locally.
Nice.
So yeah, and I need to meet RG and Chris sometime too. I know they've got a lot of stuff going on right now, but maybe someday. And we had a crazy jacked up another baby to meet and a ceremony that we didn't realize we were going to on Saturday.
You didn't realize you were going to it? You just wound up in it?
We just wandered in. Hey,
Hey,
no,
let's go
see.
swing by the church, see what's going on there.
We got an invite, right,
Oh.
to the first birthday party, which we just thought it was a birthday party. Well, it actually he had the Korean name in there, and Jim just thought it was Korean for first birthday. But it was Koreans, I guess, do the ceremony for first birthdays. So we showed up at the place, and we were fine. I mean, we were dressed appropriately and all of that. But it's like we just figured it would be, dinner and presents and cake. And they started doing prayers and doing chants and different things like that. And well, not really chants, but they were doing these specific. You could tell it was like a ceremonial thing. And then at the end of the thing, they put the baby on, he's 1 year old, on a mat with a bunch of different toys and things. And whatever he chose predicts his life, which I thought was a lot of fucking pressure.
Yeah, no shit. Also, it sounds like freaking those like medicine man fortune telling rituals where they're throwing chicken bones
Yes,
or
exactly.
throwing runes.
Yes, we were sitting when we first showed up. His dad, okay, his wife Tiffany is talking to us, right? And Jason's dad came over. We've met him once, and she was like, "Hey, where should we have them go? Where should we have them sit?" And he's like, "Tell them to talk to the hostess. You don't need to worry about that." And she's like, "These are Jason's friends." He's like, "Oh." And then she's like, "It's because you're white." So
Nice.
we were seated with one of the few other white people there. And when he was choosing between the different objects, he was like, this is like that part with John Locke and Lost. Because he was told, you know, choose between these things.
Mm-hmm.
And what was actually pretty funny about the Lost thing is that, you know, it's like, choose one of these objects. And it was like a test. And he chooses something. And the guy's like, well, nope, you're wrong. Bye. And he was like a kid in an orphanage. And the guy was going to take him with him if he chose the right thing. It was like, wah, wah. But yeah, so then Jim and this guy started talking about Lost for like an hour or so. It worked out. But no, it was pretty cool. It was like, you know, we've talked about an unexpected accordion before. And this was unexpected ceremony. So
nice.
It was cool. Yeah. Like, I did not expect to see something cultural today. That was fascinating. Thank you. So
now
what's going on?
Well, never mind.
Bulgogi,
I was gonna be extremely insensitive, but I decided not to.
Don't you dare! That's my godson you're talking about. Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah,
a godson.
I know.
Right? How'd that happen?
Obviously, there are no responsibilities whatsoever with being a godmother.
You can actually throw the baby like a football.
You can totally get away with it.
It's part of the contract. It's like, look, I can't be held responsible for what I do.
You know me.
Look at me. I'm sitting on a baby right now. I don't even know it.
I got babies stuck in the grill of my car.
I love it. Oh my god, that's horrible. Okay. So what's going on in your life?
Well, I still don't have my bed.
Motherfucker.
I'm still lusting after it.
Oh dear. What? And, what kind of bed is this?
Oh, it's an awesome bed. I got my head scanned today.
Oh yeah, I saw you said something about what kind of machine?
A CT scan. Well, it's a head CT scan. So basically, okay. You sit in this chair, and it's almost like those dental X-ray things.
Ooh.
Except it does like a 360-degree rotation around your head. And then it was really cool because the doctor showed me the scan after it was done.
Oh,
and
yeah?
The screen has three different views of your head, or my head, as the case may be. It shows like a front view, mm-hmm. a side view, and then the top view. And then he's moving like the cursor through this thing. And it's like you can see all these little layers of your head. It's just really.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was cool. But he was showing me basically how my sinuses are arranged and stuff. And he said that they look really good. And there's no mm-hmm. structural problems that would be causing all these sinus infections.
What would the structural problem be?
Well, like too narrow of a passageway.
Oh. Because
it's just like a labyrinth of these little, they're basically void spaces. They're just full of air. And they have these little tiny channels that drain out into like the nose area.
Makes me think of like little tiny lock keepers.
Right, yeah.
Opening
and then occasionally one of those guys doesn't show up for work, and then I get sick.
Yeah, little bastards. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he said all the little channels and things were good, so I don't have to have surgery.
So did you say, what the fuck, Doc?
Yeah, I said, so what's our next step? And he gave me a topical antihistamine, because I've got Flonase, which is a steroid. But this is an actual, like, antihistamine for allergies. So we're going to try that and see if that helps.
Okay. So topical, though, what does that mean?
Surface. I mean, it goes in the nose, but it's not...
He's stick it up your nose. That's awful.
Yeah, it's just a spray.
Ew. Does
but,
it hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a spray.
He's talking, because last time I saw him, he gave me antibiotics.
Okay.
And now he's talking like, well, we got this cleared up. You'll never have sinus problems again. I'm like, whoa, doc. You don't understand. I get these like 5 times a year.
Right.
You know, without fail. There's not been a year where I have not gotten a sinus infection. He's like, well, if you get it again, come in and see me, and we'll take it from there. I'm like, all right. See you in a couple months.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought he was supposed to be solving this.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't know me.
Do you need me to call him?
No.
Like, look, asshole.
No, I got this handled. When I go in next time, I'm going to be like, remember when you were all gung-ho about fixing my head? Well, guess what? Now we're going to do things my way. Hand me that drill.
Just wait until the next time that you can't podcast because you're all stuffed full of gunk.
Mm-hmm.
And just have him, you know, give me his number.
Yeah.
And I'll call him when I'm swollen with podcast milk.
It hurts so bad. What is this? Must podcast. Who's calling me? How did you get this number?
Oh, dear. It's painful.
Well, try massaging the area.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear. Oh, well. So, yeah.
One of my Tumblr friends, speaking of areas, one of my Tumblr friends posted a picture of her chihuahua.
Okay.
And apparently he sleeps between her legs with his head, like, in her crotch.
Oh, dear.
And she posted a picture of it, and she referred to him sleeping in her area. And I'm like, call it that, too.
I think that came from Misty, didn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Everything came from Misty.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in my life that's good.
Suck at taxes. Traffic tickets.
Right? Yeah. I'm having a hard time keeping up with everything now with a new job and stuff. But
Yeah, I know the feelings.
Yeah, with Tumblr and with Facebook and, you know, emails and stuff like that. It used to be that I would have my email like empty, you know?
Yep.
And now I think it's back up to, you know how you can go into your iPhone mail and it'll be like, you know, one of however many.
Right.
It's back to one of 200.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So fun stuff. It's okay. What?
Hmm?
I didn't do it. What?
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 That was my chair.
What? You farted, didn't you?
No, it was my chair. Listen.
Did you fart, Raymond?
Did you fart? I love that line.
I say that to Jim every time he farts.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I'm not annoying. Anyway,
anywho.
Yeah, what else is going on?
I had a weird dream the other night that my truck got broken into.
Oh my God.
Here's the deal. I woke up at 4, it was 4 something. I couldn't see the rest of the clock, but it was like between 4 and 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up and somebody's car alarm was going off outside. And I'm like, I wonder if that's mine. Because I've never actually heard mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it occurred to me that I wouldn't be able to identify it if it was going off.
Mm, that's true.
So instead of getting dressed and like going outside and looking, I wait about 10 minutes and then it stops.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, it wasn't mine. And then apparently I fell back asleep, but I didn't realize it. Because in my dream, I was getting up and getting dressed to go check on the car.
Mm-hmm.
And in my dream, I walk out and the passenger side window is smashed out. So I'm like, oh, fuck. And I get mad. I'm like, if I ever catch those fucking bastards that did this.
Right.
So then I'm trying to figure out, well, I need to get a hold of a glass company. And then I get to look in, and all the windows, because I have like some back doors that have little windows. And then there's some back corner windows that kind of wrap around. I notice that all the ones on that side are smashed out. And then I notice that my back window is halfway smashed out. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
And why would they do that?
I don't know. I'm wondering that in my dream. I'm like, these fucking bastards, they're just vandalizing shit. There's nothing to steal in here. And it's just got me in this fucking mood. And then I wake up, and I'm still in this fucking mood. And I'm like, wait a minute. That probably didn't even happen.
Right.
So then I, you know, I get ready for work and I go outside and the car is intact. And I'm like,
So you really felt like it had happened?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought I was going to go out there. I thought I was going to go out there and have to sweep up all this glass and shit and take my car in to get new windows.
Ugh. That's the best feeling, though, when you realize that it's not actually happened. But it's the worst feeling when you wake up feeling like that.
I know. Why does my fucking brain do that to me?
Jim had a dream one time that he made the mistake of telling me about in detail.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Which was, it was a while ago. It was a long time ago. And it was when X-Files was still on the air. So that's how long ago this was.
All right.
So he had a dream. He said it wasn't X-Files, but it was like X-Files. And we were in it. It was you and me. And there was something chasing us. And you kept falling. And I said, you're holding me back. Get up. You're holding me back.
No, Jesus.
He's telling me this. And as those words leave his mouth, I'm like, really? And so, again, I can't even tell you how long ago it was, but now every once in a while, you know, something even remotely like that comes up. I'm like, well, I wouldn't want to hold you back.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. I'm sorry I ever told you that. Shut up.
I had a dream. This is back when I was still married. I had a dream that my wife and I were doing something, and at one point we were trying to move like a gas grill from one side of the street to the other. It was like going from my grandmother's house to somebody else's house, and we're trying to move this, and my wife isn't helping, and she gets me so pissed off in the dream that I wake up, I refuse to talk to her for like 2 hours. I'm like, don't even fucking talk to me. You do this shit to me all the time, even in my fucking dreams. Don't even want to talk to you.
But she didn't. It wasn't actually her.
You don't know that.
It was a dream.
She could have been in my dream fucking things up.
It was like Dreamscape. She was actually there.
Love that movie.
I know,
and
right?
That's exactly what it was.
Except she wasn't into a snake.
I was just going to say, she turned into a lizard at one point. Beat me to it.
You see? This is why it works. But I'm trying to... What was the one with Jim? Oh, because of my sleep paralysis issues...
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you're kind of like halfway between being asleep and awake, I think. I'm not exactly sure how it works, but it basically feels like you're awake and you can't move, but you're actually asleep. So, I have those issues, and when I have those issues, I kind of whine and whimper and then Jim will wake me up. What will happen though is my dreams are always as though I'm seeing what's going on while I'm awake, right?
Right.
But I'm in bed. So I'm like dreaming that Jim's like kicking me or like punching me to wake me up. When Jim's basically like just kind of, touching my shoulder and kind of pushing a little bit, like, wake up, And, but in my dream, he's like shoving me off the bed. And I'll wake up and I'll be like, ass.
The fuck is wrong with you?
He'll be like, what? And I'm like, wait, he's over there. He's actually standing up. Okay, wait. It's all coming together. Hang on, just give me. There's no wolves standing over me. Okay. This
My
is real
arms are
life.
still here, okay.
Okay. My intestines aren't hanging out. All right. Yeah, it's been better,
That's
thankfully, with
good.
that. But yeah, I still have nightmares and I still wake up in the middle of the night. But that's my life. Whatever. I've been waking up earlier now too. It's
Oh, I
pissing
hate
me
that,
off.
right?
I go to bed at like 9 or 10, 9:30, 10 o'clock, right? And then I've been waking up sometimes at 1 in the morning. And
Oh,
I'm like, fuck
Jesus.
you, 1 in the morning. Fuck you. Seriously.
I
How
was
dare you?
the thunderstorm we had woke me. I was wide awake at 3 in the morning for about an hour. I was pissed about it.
I hate that too. It's like I get as angry with a thunderstorm as I do with a rowdy neighbor. As
It's
though it
worse though,
has
because you can't yell at anybody.
You can't. Well, and I wouldn't yell at a neighbor either,
Oh.
but
I would.
yeah.
Like, shut up. Your kid's a
Yeah.
loudmouth.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention something that cracked me up, and I just noticed, I just thought of this. On Facebook, I was mentioning something about, I was listening to, the new episode that's coming out of, Stitching and Junk, the other podcast with, to do the notes or whatever. Because I needed to remember, okay, which links are in this one? Because now we're splitting the episodes in two. And I'm like, okay, what did we talk about in this one versus this one? And then I have to listen to it again. And I have to hear myself. And I hate that. But anyway, so I'm listening to it. And I'm like, Jesus, I grab the microphone. You can hear me like fiddling with things in the background. And so I listed off on Facebook, the things that I have to stop doing while podcasting. And Ben commented, no, you shouldn't mess up a good thing. And besides, it's like take a drink each time you do those things. So I was thinking there should be an emergency pants drinking game. And I think we need to work on the rules for it. I think every time I say what else is going on this week, people should take a drink.
Every time I say I got nothing.
I got nothing.
But every time we indicate that we have not planned at all for the episode.
Right? Every time we say hi to Rob or Jim, every time we say Rose.
Every time Mouse licks his balls on air.
Yes, I like that. Every time we say hi to Jamie on the train. Let's see, what are other. Every time you hear my microphone going like this, you'll hear it.
I like every time your buzzer on your dryer goes off
My
or the doorbell.
dryer. There's only been twice that the doorbell has gone. So that should be like big time.
Yeah, that should be a chug.
Yes. There's only been twice that the doorbell rang. And each time scared me shitless because no one ever rings our doorbell. I can count on one hand the number of times our doorbell has rung. And the majority of the time it's been, like Baptists telling me I'm going to hell or,
I know, slam.
what? Oh, seriously, there was one time it was like the creepiest, religious visit ever, where it was two guys in suits, like black suits, black ties, and standing there, and the one guy was talking, and the other guy wasn't saying a word. And he said,
"Wait,
say
what they were wearing again."
What? Black suits and black ties?
A black coat, black hat,
Cadillac. Cat? Tie bomb.
Okay, now please continue.
Thank you. I love that song.
I know.
Actually, isn't it black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac?
I think.
But white shoes, though? That's weird.
After Labor Day, I think.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so he kind of, you know, started talking about, oh, we've got this new church that we've opened up, and we're just making sure to give everybody literature, and, you know, if you feel like stopping by, just stop by. And I thought, well, heck, that's nice for religious folk coming around, because most of the time it's really heavy-handed, and it's all, you know, trying to put a guilt trip on you and all that kind of stuff, right? So I'm like, okay, thanks. And I'm about to shut the door. And I said, you know, some nice, pleasant things to them and was done. And he's like, oh, I have a question for you, though. If you died tomorrow, do you think you would go to heaven? And I said, you know what? We're done here.
I'm calling the cops.
What the hell is that supposed to be? You threatening me? God boy?
Punk?
You want to do this? Come on. Look at me. I got nothing to lose.
I'll see you in hell. From heaven, of course.
That's one of my favorite Simpsons lines of all time. So good. But yeah, okay, so we started this talking about drinking game. So each time we start talking about one subject, they come up on another subject for like 20 minutes, and then I bring it back to the original subject, Drake. Yeah. And then there would have to be like a sub drinking game for Stitching and Junk too, so we'd have to make separate rules. Some of them would carry over to both because, you know, it's all part of the Bridget Frankowiak podcast.
Podcast empire.
Yes. So that part of it would carry over.
You just said your full name. Do you want me to bleep that out?
What do I care?
Okay.
I'm coming out.
I'm coming out.
Let's play that at the end.
I'll get that right now.
Yes. What the hell do I care? So, yeah. Oh, this is something else I wanted to tell people. I have been neglecting our page, just our regular web page. And it hurts my heart to say it, but I need to update our links and friends and things like that. I think I kind of did like the links and the friends of the show and stuff like that way back in the beginning, you know. And we've got lots more friends of the show and lots more podcasters who listen. And I tried to update like podcasts and things like that because I know, you know, our listeners are going to be interested in other podcasts too. But, you know, if you're listening and, you know, you've got an interest, some sort of website or something like that, or a podcast, and I don't have you linked, just email us and I'm going to take care of that stuff. Because I think it's cool to, you know, have all of that on there, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just give me an email at bfrank, B-E-E-F-R-A-N-C-K, at emergency-pants.net or Gmail. That's easier.
Right.
Besides, it's so hard to check that emergency pants email address. It's only my phone, and you know how bad it is to answer email on your phone, at least for me.
Yeah.
I'm like tapping away with one finger. I'm spelling stuff wrong.
Well, I've got mine set up to forward that to my regular email.
Oh, maybe I should just go ahead and do that then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You like that? Yeah, that's not even our podcast, but I still had to say it.
We're co-opting other people's podcasts now.
I know, it's awful. I'm a horrible person. I hate myself. Yeah. What were you talking about again?
I don't even know.
I can't believe this is our 100th episode.
I can't either. We're going to have to wrap it up pretty soon. We're already at a minute 13, or an hour 13.
A minute 13?
Because I just started recording.
I asked earlier if you were recording.
Fucking bitch.
Oh. Oh. I'm so wounded. You've hurt me. Cut to the bone.
You cut me deep, Shrek.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh. Oh. Oh.
What?
Nothing. Another time, perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. So what, do you see we're done?
Sure, if you don't have any more stories.
I always have a story. Have we met? Hi, I'm Bridget.
Yeah, we should wrap it up.
You don't see this right now, but I have my hand extended to you. You know it's true.
I know.
Okay, we better wrap this up.
All right.
And
wrapped. Oh, wait, I'm not on the button. Okay, there we go.
Make like a douche and get the fuck out of here.